T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Friday morning, 51 degrees. KNSS breaking news. Police are investigating a shooting this morning in East Wichita. Around 4 a.m., officers were called to the 4400 block of East Bailey. Someone called 911 to report they had heard gunshots and someone scream, "I'm shot." It's believed the victim may have been taken to a hospital by private car. Officers were checking the emergency rooms, and that's all there is to this story for now. Associated Press journalists are seeing continued fighting in a Syrian town at the center of the fight between Turkey and Kurdish forces. Despite a U.S. brokered ceasefire, shelling and smoke could be seen around Ras Al Ain this morning, a day after Turkey and the U.S. agreed to a 5-day ceasefire in Turkey's offensive. After coming in third in the primary race, Wichita businessman Lindy Wells is climbing back into the race for mayor.
Initially, Wells said he accepted the primary results and even recycled all of his campaign signs. But on Thursday, Wells announced that he is restarting his campaign, this time as a write-in candidate.
Well, I'm going to embark on an effort to conduct a write-in campaign for the office of mayor of Wichita.
Wells voiced concern about ethics and transparency in Wichita's leadership, comments that current mayor Jeff Longwell called unfair. Brandon Whipple also stated that the anti-competition from what he called dark money groups is to try and throw a wrench into the election. The general election is November 5th. Early in-person voting starts on Monday, the 21st, at the election office in the Sedgwick County Historic Courthouse. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A former federal prosecutor running for the U.S. Senate in Kansas as a Democrat has dropped out of the race and endorsed a rival only a day after she launched her campaign. Barry Grissom announced Thursday that he is supporting State Senator Barbara Boyer and urged Democrats to unite behind her. Boyer had made headlines in December by defecting from the Republican Party and is running as a centrist.
A toddler has died in an accidental shooting.
A 2-year-old boy in central Indiana is dead after finding his mother's gun and shooting himself in the head. Morgan County Sheriff's Captain Brent Worth says 26-year-old Stephanie Jones tells them she went to the bathroom at her relative's home Wednesday morning, heard a gunshot, and found her son Anthony with a head wound.
It's my understanding that she was home-sitting and maybe not familiar with the area, so it was protection.
The boy was pronounced dead at the scene, and investigation continues. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Fines are issued after a deadly crane collapse.
Investigators are blaming in part 3 companies following April's crane collapse at a downtown Seattle construction site. 4 people were killed in that collapse.
The message, I think, needs to be loud and clear to everyone in the industry. This simply cannot be repeated.
Joel Sachs of the Washington State Department of Labor and Industries, his agency is fining the 3 companies a total of $100,000. Their investigation found workers at the site disassembled the crane prematurely, removed safety pins on its mast, and did not follow proper instructions. High winds were also a factor. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Numerous improvements have been made to the Kansas Department of Transportation's CanDrive website that provides motorists continuously updated conditions of highways across the state. Alan Spicer with KDOT says the main page at candrive.org has several maps now for those traveling the state.
Winter conditions, construction, and cameras and signs. So we've added the incident and weather map, and then we've also added a truck parking map.
This information is also available on mobile devices. A map icon has been added to the top of the mobile website to assist users in opening the page. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A system is going to be sliding out of the Rockies, headed for the plains, and that will give us gusty winds today and tonight. The high this afternoon, 76. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms move through along and ahead of a cool front. Our low, 52. Cooler Saturday and 70. Sunday, 74. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And partly cloudy now. South wind gusting to 25 miles per hour and 51 degrees.
6:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. And this is October 18th, Friday, October 18th. In case you don't know what day of the week, it's Friday. On this date in 1988, the sitcom Roseanne, starring Roseanne Barr, made its debut on ABC. An interesting, I watched it for a while, not a long time, but that's a pretty good crew on there, pretty good actors, and some good situations. How about you, Ted? Are you a Roseanne fan?
No.
Not at all?
Okay. No, I didn't.
I did see in that.
Didn't care for it.
I saw in those characters people I had known growing up, working class people in the way they talked to each other. So I thought there was a lot of truth in it, but not a big fan. No, after a while, Roseanne gets on my nerves a little bit. Probably everybody's. All right, here's a story out of Emporia. Two sisters have found a partially fossilized bear skull while kayaking the Arkansas River in south-central Kansas. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks said in a news release that sisters Ashley and Erin Watt made the discovery in August after flooding apparently dislodged the skull. They posted their find on Facebook, which caught the attention of a game warden. Two Sternberg Museum of Natural History paleontologists then took a look. One of the paleontologists, Mike Everhart, says the skull was washed out of the same river sediments where Ice Age-era bison remains are found. It's believed to be either a modern grizzly or an older species. So, a skull found in, you know, the waters, you know, who knows what's in the Arkansas River bed after all these centuries and years. Could be anything in there, so. Every now and then, something washes up, I guess.
They did not disclose the location of this find.
Not that I see.
So, I mean, one of the sisters is from Oxford, so maybe it was...
Could have been down around there. Now, this is Slug Emporia.
Yeah, they dated Emporia, but the Arkansas River doesn't go through Emporia.
Well, you're right.
It doesn't go anywhere near Emporia.
Maybe that's... Is the Sternberg Museum there or something?
Sternberg's in Hayes.
Okay. I don't know why it's Slug Emporia. Maybe the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. Anyway, I'm not sure. I don't know about the Sternberg Museum. A Florida animal trapper says he corralled a large alligator by playing with it until it got tired after it hopped into a residential swimming pool. Celebrity trapper Paul Bedard, who is contracted with the state's nuisance alligator program, says he was dispatched to a house in Parkland, Florida. Bedard says he was able to pull the nearly 9-foot animal out of the water once it grew tired of playing with him in the pool. He put a snare in its mouth and taped it. He described the reptile as mellow. Named it Cool Hand Luke after the 1967 film starring Paul Newman. Bedard says the alligator weighed about 185 pounds. And Bedard starred in an Animal Planet's reality show Gator Boys, which I confess I've never seen Gator Boys.
It's 9 feet long, but it only weighs 185.
Yeah, it was kind of a...
So it must not be a big old beefy gator.
Not a big boy.
But still,
that's enough gator
still,
for me.
Yeah,
That's plenty.
I'm not getting into that pool.
All right, it's 6:39 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, trading Thursday was mostly negative for the entire livestock futures, as we saw closes on the negative side. Only the October and December live cattle closed positive. The entire cattle complex did bounce well off their session lows yesterday. There was an explosion at a standalone building at the Dodge City Cargill beef plant yesterday morning that caused the plant to shut down. Hopefully it's all back to normal today. Lean hog futures continued to roller coaster trading as they closed negative yesterday. On the close, December live cattle 50 cents higher at 114.37. November feeders down $1.60 at 144.32. And December hogs down 247 at 68.15. Now, led by the wheat futures Thursday, the wheat, corn, and soybeans all enjoyed positive closes. Now, from the September 3rd contract low to yesterday's high, December KC wheats went up 52 cents, and Chicago December wheat up 76 cents. Now, the upside appeared to be mainly managed money covering short positions. We've seen mostly downside overnight. December KC wheat's 3 cents lower at the moment at 4.28 1/4. December corn down 3 cents at 3.91 3/4. With November soybeans a penny and a half higher at 9.33. November crude oil trading 58 cents higher at 54.51. December gold down $6.20 at 1,492. December S&P 2 3/4 points higher at 3,000. 0.75, with December dollar index 13 cents lower at 97.21, and December Dow Jones futures 25 points higher at 27,018. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lefter Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom here, Friday morning, huh? What kind of a what kind of a week have you had? Sum it up for me.
Actually been a very busy week. The markets have been active. Yeah. Traders have been active. So we've kept really busy.
All right. Well, I guess that's good. As my one of my grandsons said the other day, he found out at work, if you stay busy, the time passes quicker.
And he is exactly right about that.
And that's something my dad told me years ago. He said, do something. Get busy, you know, dust something or whatever. but stay busy. And it's good advice.
Alan. He has a piece of advice that has never changed over time.
That's true. Good advice. Thank you, sir. 641 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. He's on the way, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.